It is 4:15, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it is Throwback Thursday.
Yes.
And our throwback year today is 1975.
It is, yes.
And that is the year that Famous Amos was founded.
Really?
And his cookies.
The Cookie Man.
Yeah. So there was a real famous, is a real famous Amos.
He's still
alive.
He's still alive.
His name.
When you last checked 10 minutes ago,
yes,
he's still alive.
Yes. His name is Wally Amos.
Oh, Wally Amos.
Wally Amos,
like,
yes.
Yeah.
And he is a former talent agent with the William Morris Agency.
Well, that's big. That's big.
So he was born in Tallahassee, Florida, but moved to New York City at the age of 12 to live with his aunt, where they often baked cookies together.
Hmm.
Amos dropped out of high school but earned his GED while serving in the Air Force. In 1957, he returned to New York and joined the William Morris Agency, where he worked his way up from the mailroom to become the first black talent agent in the industry.
My goodness me.
Yeah. So Amos headed the rock and roll department, where he signed Simon and Garfunkel.
He did. They really?
And worked with Motown megastars like the Supremes, Diana Ross, Sam Cooke, and Dionne Warwick.
My gosh. Now when we hear these groups on Legends, we're going to be thinking about Famous Amos.
Yeah.
The Cookie Man.
So Amos would often send his home-baked chocolate chip cookies to celebrities to entice them to meet and perhaps sign a deal with the agency.
Is that what you do?
I guess.
Was that back in the day? I don't think they do that
anymore.
Back in the
day, yeah. So Amos hit a plateau working for the William Morris Agency and decided to strike out on his own.
Mm.
So on March 10th, 1975, Amos took the advice of some friends and with $25,000 from singers Marvin Gaye and Helen Reddy, he opened a cookie store on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood and named it Famous Amos.
That's right.
Marvin Gaye and Helen Reddy
funded the first Famous
yes.
Amos story. That's
correct.
So it's so wild to see somebody, because everybody like in this industry and advertising, that's what they want to be, advertising agency.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be top dog, and that's
yeah.
a big agency. And he just steps out and says, I'm gonna go sell cookies.
And by the way, I'm gonna get my friends Marvin Gaye and Helen Reddy to,
yeah.
to give me some money to
that's
help out. Yeah,
a good story.
Yeah, the grand opening was a star-studded gala attended by 1,500 people.
Jeez.
So Famous Amos was the real star of the brand, appearing on packaging and merchandise in his signature straw hat and embroidered cotton shirt.
I love it.
In the first year, he sold $300,000 worth of cookies, followed by more than $1 million in sales in the store's second year of operation.
Wow.
He became such a known figure culturally that he was in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade from 1977 to 1981, and he made guest appearances on hit TV shows like The Jeffersons and Taxi.
Did he really?
He did. By 1982, the company's revenues reached $12 million. The store proved so popular that the Famous Amos brand eventually branched out to sell cookies in supermarkets, a move that would later be emulated by other specialty stores like Baskin-Robbins, TGI Fridays, and Starbucks.
But he was the pioneer.
He was. However, by 1984, sales had begun to slow, and Amos started to sell parts of the business.
Oh.
In March of the following year, Amos sold 51% interest in the company in an attempt to salvage the business.
Mm.
That year, the company had lost $300,000 as revenue slipped to $10 million.
Mm.
Two sales later, the new owners added shelf-stable ingredients and repositioned the cookies as an affordable brand, prompting its famous founder to depart in frustration.
Wait, so the issue was then that they were making the cookies and they were too fresh. They weren't shelf-stable.
So.
They didn't have preservatives in them.
Yeah.
And so they put preservatives in,
yeah.
and that's what...
That's what made him quit. Yeah.
Right.
So in 1992, a company called the President Baking Company bought Famous Amos for $61 million, and that was more than 55 times what Wally Amos sold his controlling stake for just a few years
ago. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That year, Wally Amos tried to launch another cookie business, but because the name Famous Amos was trademarked by his former company, he was promptly sued for trademark infringement and forbidden from using his own name and likeness. That's going to put a damper on trying to start another company.
What year was that when that happened?
It was in the 90s, I think.
In the 90s, they turned,
The Famous Amos brand has gone through a number of owners since then and is currently owned by Ferrero. Like Ferrero Rocher.
Ferrero Rocher.
Amos has traveled as a motivational speaker and written 10 books about his experiences, many with a self-help theme.
So what's he doing today? Do we know how Mr. Amos is doing?
I don't know. I read that he went on Shark Tank.
As a contestant?
Yeah, I think it was in 2018.
Oh.
But nobody invested in his, he was trying to start another cookie company.
Helen Reddy invested the first time through.
Well, I think the problem is you can't use his name or his likeness, and that's like.
Oh, so they don't care.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be tough to start a new business from that.
Yeah,
so,
you're right.
Anyway, today there is a sign commemorating the first Famous Amos store in Hollywood, and Famous Amos's shirt and hat are on display at the Smithsonian National Museum of American History.
Yeah, all right, he's got that at least.
He does.
All right, you picked out a record to go along with the Famous Amos, did you, Sarah?
Yes, so we're going to play a song by The Cookies.
Yeah.
We're going to play Don't Say Nothing Bad About My Baby.
All right, we'll do it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Those are The Cookies and Don't Say Nothing Bad About My Baby. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Famous Amos,
yes,
which was founded in 1975. That's our Throwback Thursday year.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. The real Famous Amos was a talent agent for the William Morris Agency.
Marvin Gaye and Helen Reddy were early investors of Famous Amos.
And Famous Amos's hat and shirt are now on display at the Smithsonian National Museum of American History.
Well, hopefully that wasn't his last shirt and hat.
We know he's not.
Well, he's in his 80s,
yeah,
and he's, you know, not in a great situation financially. He, you know, sold off his business and all that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if he does need a shirt and hat, he knows where he can get it. folks want to learn more about Famous Amos, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog,
yes,
if you go to legends1027.com.
Yeah.
On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all right there. Do check it out, please. And Sarah, you come back tomorrow for 10 fresh episodes.
I sure will.
Looking forward to it. Traffic and weather on the way next. We'll do some Atlantic Star, some ELO and Supertramp on the way on Legends 1027.